Welcome to Torah Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu, Perek 31. In the last Perek, Yehuda wanted to rely on Mitzrayim to fight Ashur. The cities of Yehuda that did so were destroyed. Only Yerushalayim was saved on Pesach night through a miracle as they relied completely on Hashem. This Perek continues the same message as the last Perek. As has been the case for the previous three Prakim, this Perek begins with the word Hai, woe, for the fifth time in four Prakim. In this Perek, the Navi rebukes those who trust in Mitzrayim and asks for their help. He warns them that their efforts will not help them, but will be the cause of their downfall. Yeshayahu also praises the Tzaddikim, who partner with the Chizkiyahu in Yerushalayim. They only trusted in Hashem and were worthy to see a miraculous defeat of Sancheirev, completed by the Malach. Pasuk 1. Hoy hayardim Mitzrayim le'ezra. Woe to they that go down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, for help. As we discussed in the last parak, the people were overdoing their efforts to protect themselves from Ashur because they did not want to rely on Hashem. Relying on people is foolish, as people are not in control of their own futures. Not only did Yehuda want to rely on people, they were actually focused on improving their military equipment by purchasing horses, by relying on animals. Al susim yisha'enu v'ayiftachu al rechav kirav, relying on horses and trusting in chariots because they are many, v'al parashim ki atzmu ma'od, and on horsemen because they are exceedingly strong. Yehuda is hoping that if they build up their army enough, they can protect themselves from the onslaught of Ashur. They did this instead of asking for help from Hashem or going to his Nevi'im. V'lo sha'u al kadosh Yisrael ves Hashem lo darashu. They did not turn to the Holy One of Israel, nor did they seek out Hashem by asking his Nevi'im. They did not want to find out if Hashem approved of their decisions. When Yehuda made this plan to improve their military, they thought they were the smartest ones in the room and that they needed no direction. The Metzudas David said that they thought they could outsmart Hashem. They knew that Hashem included an explicit prohibition in the Torah against buying excessive amounts of horses from Mitzrayim or returning to live there permanently. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the land of Egypt was full of evil, and Hashem did not want the Jewish people, whom he extracted from that culture, to be influenced by them again, even if it was for practical matters. Despite this prohibition, Yehuda chose to buy horses and go to Egypt to set up an alliance, as they thought they knew better than Hashem. But actually, Pasuk 2, V'gam hu chacham, Hashem is also wise. He is actually the wisest in all the world and knows what is happening in the physical world and in the spiritual world. Although Yehuda may have wanted to hide their plans from Hashem, they cannot be successful. Vayavei ra, Hashem will bring the bad that the Nevi'im have told them would happen. In the last parak, we learned how the people tried to silence the Nevi'im. Their pressure does not change the validity of the message. Ve'estvarav lo hesir. Hashem did not remove his words that he had said through the Nevi'im, despite their denials. Instead, v'kam al beis mera'im. Hashem will rise up against the house of evildoers, specifically against those seeking help from Mitzrayim. Val Ezra's Pole Oven, and against the helpers of those who work for sin. He will also punish the Mitzrayim for their part in this plan. Yeshayahu continues by explaining why it is foolish for them to be going to Mitzrayim instead of relying on Hashem. Pasuk 3. U'Mitzrayim Adam Velo Kel, V'susehem Basar Velo Ruach. The Egyptians are only people, they're not gods, and their horses are made of flesh. They are not spirits like the Melachim that are controlled by Hashem. This issue has come up in earlier Prakim, that Yehuda were idolizing the wealthy and powerful people. Yeshayahu is telling them again that this is a poor choice, as it is only Hashem who is Kol Yachol, who is all-powerful in this world. All people are dependent on him. Relying on people, or animals, or money, or alliances is foolish. V'Hashem yate yado v'chashal ozer v'nafal azor. When Hashem stretches out his hand, the helper, meaning Mitzrayim, stumbles, and the one who is being helped, meaning Yehuda, falls. Hashem may allow them to make choices that they will seem like they are being successful. But the minute Hashem decides that things should change and that Hashem wants things to go a different way, the power of the Mitzrayim will end, the power of Yehuda will end. V'yachdav kulam yichlayun. Together, they will all be destroyed. Destroying a nation and an army takes vast amounts of effort from Yehuda and Mitzrayim, but it requires no effort from Hashem. Just as Hashem will act negatively to Mitzrayim and Yehuda, who are seeking the help of Mitzrayim, He will act positively and protect Yerushalayim, who are relying on Him. In Psukim 4 and 5, the Navi describes how Hashem will demonstrate His Hashkacha Pratis, His divine providence, when He protects Yerushalayim during the siege of Sancheirev. Yeshayahu brings the mashal of two animals, a lion and a bird. First, the Navi describes Hashem as Pasuk 4, Kasher Yehageh Ha'aryeh V'Hakfir Al Tarfpo, like a lion and a young lion growling over his prey. A lion can attack a sheep. Even if crowds of shepherds gather to fight off the lion and make loud noises, it will not bother the lion. The crowd size and the noise are insignificant, as the lion is still more powerful than they, and he just ignores them. Kain yered Hashem tzvakos tzbo al har tzion ba'al givasa. So will Hashem come down to put an army on har tzion and on Yerushalayim. At the moment Hashem decides, He will be able to defeat Sancheirev's army completely. Rav Schwab says that not only did Hashem protect Yerushalayim like a lion, His presence was felt by everyone in Yerushalayim that night as they sat by their Pesach Seder eating their Karban Pesach. They could sit and relax, knowing Hashem was protecting them like a lion. Hashem will not only be as strong like a lion in His protection of the Jewish people, He will also be quick in His salvation. Hashem will be, Pasuk 5, Kitziparim Afos, like a bird who is flying. Kain Yagin Hashem Tzvakos Al Yerushalayim. So Hashem protects Yerushalayim. Hashem protects Yerushalayim Ganon V'Hitzil, protecting and saving. The Mitzvot David says that a bird hovers over its nest. So too, Hashem protected Yerushalayim from their enemies and saved them as their enemies came close to the city. Hashem also, Pasoach V'Himlit, passes over and He allows it to escape. The Malach came down to strike and to kill all of Sancheirev's army right next to Yerushalayim's gates. And like Pesach night in Mitzrayim, the Malach skipped over the Jewish homes right near there and allowed them all to escape from the plague that impacted the army right outside their city. With an awareness of what Hashem will do, Yeshayahu turns back to the people who are running to Mitzrayim to get help. He tells them, Pasuk 6, Shuvu, return, Bnei Yisrael, do tshuva la'asher hemiku sara, to the one about whom you had deep thoughts how to turn away from him. Yehuda needs to do this tshuva now, says the Chida, because after the miracle, the hand of Hashem will be so obvious that they will lose their choice and their tshuva will not be considered anything special. It will be expected. Now if they do tshuva, it will show that they are on a higher spiritual level. Very soon, because the miracle is so obvious, Pasuk 7, Bayomahu, on that day, Yumasun ish elilei chaspov elilei zahavo. Every person will reject their gold and silver idols. Tshuva then will be something that everyone is doing. They will begin to serve Hashem because it will be clear that, Pasuk 8, V'nafal Asher becherev lo ish. Asher will fall to a sword, but that sword is not from any man. Becherev lo adam tochlanu. A sword, again not from any man, will consume him. The army camped around Yerushalayim will die in a miraculous way through a malach, though the exact particulars of how this happened are a subject of intense debate. Yeshayahu continues to describe what will happen after this plague. In the aftermath of the plague that hits the camp, suddenly, v'naslo mipnei cherev, and he will flee, the camp will flee for his life from the sword, Uvachrav lamasiyu, and his young men will become melted with fear. Rav Schwab explains how there could be anyone left who would flee. On the night of the miracle, Assyrian soldiers were still traveling to join the siege. In addition, there were POWs from other countries that were there. The minute that those traveling to the camp heard about the plague, they fell. The Radak interprets the pasuk to mean that Sancheirev and a handful of soldiers escaped the plague, and they ran away. Another result of this victory is that Ashur will no longer be perceived as a strong nation by those in the region, as now everyone, including Ashur and all the other nations, would be frightened of Hashem. Pasuk 9, V'salomi magor ya'avor, and his rock, Sancheriv's rock, meaning the military and the power, will pass away because of fear. The army will have been wiped out. V'chatu minei sarav, and all the officers will tremble from this miracle. Anyone who survived this miracle will be shaken by what happened. Asher or lo b'tzion v'tzanor lo b'yushalayim. For there was a fire in Sion and a furnace for him in Yerushalayim. We need to understand the connection of a fire and furnace in Yerushalayim to the defeat of Ashur. The Radak says that this pasuk can be interpreted in two ways. One option is that there was a fire that came out from Yerushalayim and burnt all the army and all the officers. And this is what scared everybody when they heard this news. Another option is that the reference to the light and the furnace explains why this miracle happened that the army of Ashur was defeated. In Yerushalayim, there was one particular fire and one particular oven, namely the Mizbeach, that is holy. It is because of the honor of this Mizbeach that Hashem did not allow Sancheirev to be successful and caused the entire defeat of the army and the power that placed everyone in the region into such fear and trepidation. In this short perek, we heard a repetition of the warning that the Jewish people should not go to Mitzrayim to get horses. Instead, they should rely on Hashem, who is all-powerful and all-knowing. They cannot hide their choices from Hashem. The perek emphasized that those who do not ask Hashem what to do will be punished, while Hashem will protect Yerushalayim and save them because they sought to follow the word of Hashem. Sancheirev's army will be killed in a miracle. There is a lesson contained in this perek. This perek alludes to the commandment in the Torah not to buy too many horses or to live in Egypt. Hashem has reasons, both revealed and concealed, for his laws. The laws of the Torah define the laws of nature. It could seem logical for any other nation to buy equipment from Egypt, but it does not mean that this logical rule applies to the Jewish people. The Jewish people don't operate according to logic, as we have a mission that is a spiritual mission to fulfill in the world. The Torah defines what is logical, what is true, and what will help us. When we listen to the Torah, when we listen to the commandments, nature follows suit, and we will always win. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.